Chapter 13. Now there came at that very time some who brought him word about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered and said to them, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they have suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all perish in the same manner. Or those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were more guilty than all the other dwellers in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all perish in the same manner. And he spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit thereon, and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, Behold, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down, therefore. Why does it still encumber the ground? But he answered him and said, Sir, let it alone this year too, till I dig around it and manure it. Perhaps it may bear fruit. But if not, then afterwards thou shalt cut it down. Now he was teaching in one of their synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who for 18 years had had a sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent over and utterly unable to look upwards. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, Woman, thou art delivered from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and instantly she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, addressed the crowd, saying, There are 6 days in which one ought to work. On these, therefore, come and be cured, but not on the Sabbath. But the Lord answered him and said, Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or ass from the manger and lead it forth to water? And this woman, daughter of Abraham as she is, whom Satan has bound, lo, for 18 years, ought not she to be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? And as he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and the entire crowd rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him. And he said, therefore, What is the kingdom of God like? Or to what shall I liken it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his own garden, and it grew and became a large tree, and the birds of the air dwelt in its branches. And again he said, To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and buried in 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. And he passed on through towns and villages, teaching and making his way towards Jerusalem. But someone said to him, Lord, are only a few to be saved? But he said to them, Strive to enter by the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. But when the master of the house has entered and shut the door, you will begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, open for us. And he shall say to you in answer, I do not know where you are from. Then you shall begin to say, We ate and drank in thy presence, and thou didst teach in our streets. And he shall say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast forth outside. And they will come from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, and will feast in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are those last who will be first, and there are those first who will be last. On that same day, certain Pharisees came up, saying to him, Depart, and be on thy way, for Herod wants to kill thee. And he said to them, Go and say to that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I am to end my course. Nevertheless, I must go my way today and tomorrow and the next day, for it cannot be that a prophet perish outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou who killest the prophets and stonest those who are sent to thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen gathers her young under her wings, but thou wouldst not. Behold, your house is left to you. And I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you shall say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.